Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7, no, 12 after the hour. I tell you, I'm kind of, I told you about this announcement I'm going to be making tomorrow. I'm already moving that way. I'm already having a hard time here. 12 after. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. We're having a great time, and especially we're going to have more fun when Nick Bibby joins us, which is any second now. Nick is the guy who founded the Bibby Group, which is an organization that for years has helped many people decide to or help them acquire franchises. But he's also helped other people over the years who never acquired a franchise. And how he helped them was to show them that they shouldn't be a franchisee. I'm sure a lot of people have come back and thanked him for not letting them make a big mistake. And he's our good friend, Nick Bibby. Welcome back.
Good morning, and thank you for having me, Jim.
How many people have come back to you and said, Nick, thank you for not letting me do something I was going to do because I was about to make a big mistake? What do you think?
I can't tell you numbers, but I certainly can tell you percentages. And you know what? That's an interesting question, the way you bring it up.
Part of my job, Nick, on this show is to encourage small business owners, but it's also to deliver enough tough love that some people who are listening will say, whoa. You know, I don't think that's good for, I don't think that's right for me.
I think, Jim, that one of the psychic connections that you and I have had over the years is just that point, that it's not necessary, it's not for everybody, so it's best to know it up front.
Yeah.
And to, as a matter of fact, the topic that I had in mind with this morning was how to, or essentials for, buying a franchise. And so you hit it, actually, because while many people, as a matter of fact, I know of one Gallup poll study that says that at least 75% of U.S. adults think about being self-employed.
But, oh, listen, I mean, 1 out of 12 employees in America is actively pursuing a business opportunity.
Well,
that doesn't count the ones that you were just saying who would like to do it. I mean, most people have a dream about you know, owning their own business.
Well, and that dream is usually a fantasy, as you well know.
That's right. That's what we've been talking about.
Exactly. So I am of the belief that the sooner we know our own reality, the better.
Right.
And so, you know, at Bibby Group, we devised the Focus Program for Emerging Entrepreneurs, and it is designed to help people decide early on number one, should they be in business for themselves,
and two,
if they feel they should be, what type of business might best suit their style.
And we have to be clear in differentiating. Some people who would be excellent entrepreneurs would make horrible franchisees, like me.
Yeah, I mean,
I would not be a good franchisee because I color outside the lines.
Yeah, if you're going to tinker with the world and tinker with the supposed system that you're buying, franchising as a franchisee is not for you.
Yeah.
And that is the essence of, or that is the seed of disappointment and discontent with, among people that buy franchises that shouldn't, but also the bone of contention between franchisors and franchisees. And by the way, The fault does not necessarily lie with the person buying the franchise in that they should not be a franchisee. If anything, the fault lies even more with the franchisor
who allows this person to buy a franchise without redetermining if they're really a good prospect, not just from a financial standpoint, but from a personality standpoint.
You and I tend to go off on these tangents, but they make sense. And so let me just respond to that point, because it's a critical one. In most franchise companies, as you well know, the goal is to sell more franchises. And so we have this mass appearance of franchise consultants, and I label myself a franchise consultant because we provide consulting services. However, the emergence of literally thousands of franchise consultants or so-called consultants who are actually just commissioned salespeople, they're mm-hmm. franchise brokers,
right.
have done great damage to the industry because their goal is one thing, collect a commission with no regard.
Collect a commission and move on.
Yeah, with no regard, of course, mm-hmm. for the natural fit or the potential success of the relationship franchisee-franchisor. And this is a very dangerous place, especially for the buyer. Mm-hmm. If the seller's objective is simply to grow the network, then more sales are...
But they don't need a fail. They don't need a fail franchise. They don't need a... I see there's a... There's a hamburger place here that sprung up a few years ago in my town, and I think it's a good franchise, but they had a bad owner and the place is closed up. I don't know that franchise could ever come back in here.
Yeah, the worst sale that a franchisor can make is a bad sale, of course.
Right.
And it sours the whole barrel.
Well, for one thing, you know, for months and months and months, people drove by and saw their brand on a closed business.
Well, there's no question about that. And this is, but you see, the problem is most companies, and I'll say this without equivocation, at least 75% of all franchises offered, and there are somewhere in the vicinity of 3,500 different franchise brands in North America.
Right.
I'll say that 75% aren't worth the powder to be blown up.
Yeah. I'm going to let you defend that when we come back after these messages.
I'll be happy to.
20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Nick Bibby is our guest. He is the owner of the Bibby Group. That's bibbygroup.com. I think that's right, isn't it, Tom? I mean, Bob? Nick? Nick? You're Nick,
I'm
right?
one of those guys.
You're Nick.
But you are correct, sir.
It's bibbygroup.com. I got part of it right. I told you, folks, I'm already doing some stuff here that I'm going to tell you about tomorrow. 20 after. Stay with us. I don't know why they don't explode. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and checking it out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Be sure to check out the poll question. My blog is there, et cetera, et cetera. Lots of things there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you hear something on the radio or you hear something we do live that you think you'd like to go back and listen to again, you can do that. We have it all there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with Nick Bibby. He is the owner of the Bibby Group. He specializes in helping people with their franchise decisions. Maybe their decision is not to buy a franchise, and he can help them with that too. And that's kind of what we're talking about now. Nick, you made a strong statement when we went to the break. Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, exactly, because I stand on it daily.
Say it again.
I say that at least 75% of franchise offerings are not worth the powder that it would take to blow them up.
And why do you make such a bold, rash, disrespectful statement?
It's not disrespectful if it's the truth.
I guess you're right. Okay.
So that's how I feel about it.
You would know. But why do you say that? And that's a cautionary tale for folks then. If they're holding a book of franchise opportunities, you tell them three-fourths of the ones in that book are not any good.
That's true. Now, you want me to back it up? Here's my argument. Number one, most franchises do not stand up to to thorough due diligence.
From the financial scrutiny, from a support scrutiny, that kind of thing?
You will find that there is going to be a major hole in those systems, whether it is profitability, whether it is modernization, whether it is suitability to the marketplace. There's going to be a hole in those systems. Can they be corrected? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. However, there is a main feature that people fail to consider when looking at a franchise, and it's the simplest of the string of issues you can analyze. Approximately 20% of franchises offer any type of earnings claims, which has now been changed by the FTC to be a financial performance representation.
Mm-hmm.
Most franchisors will not publish the financial performance of its existing network.
But they'll give it to you if you become a serious prospect, though, right?
No, it's against the law.
Oh, really?
You can only disclose performance if you have not published it in your franchise disclosure documents, your FTC-prescribed documents,
yeah.
Then you cannot discuss performance until someone signs on the dotted line, and I guess that might be a little too late.
Yeah, I would say so.
So that's my argument.
Interesting.
I can take it,
Very interesting.
I can take this argument to great levels, but that ought to convince people.
So what do we do about that? How do we know the good from the bad?
Well, there's a very simple solution to it, and it's called it's a two-step methodology of analysis, which is one, self-analysis through the focus program so that people better know themselves and where they should be heading. Very, very, very few people, percentage-wise, ever want to do the work to find out who they are. And then number two, who they
themselves are.
Yeah, where do they first fit? You can't make a good decision about where you're going until you know who you are, right?
Right.
So we take this to the nth degree, and I don't know anyone else that does this. But step two, of course, is proper due diligence on selected opportunities. So this is a million miles. Our process is a million miles away from hot opportunities, franchise sales, franchise brokerage. I throw all of that out the window and did over 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because none of these things work when you're chasing a dream versus working on a foundation of reality.
Right. Well, one of the things that we're going to do in the next half hour is Paul Casey's going to join us, and he's come up with a self-employment test that we're going to talk about. That's probably would be a good harness mate to your system.
Well,
but you're right. Both of you are correct in that if you don't, you know, even if you find the best franchise in the world, but you're not a good prospect to own a business, whether it's a franchise or one you start from scratch, then you're probably going to fail. One thing for sure, you're probably not going to be very happy.
Yeah, this is such an important decision. But do you know, Jim, we have spent this time together talking about the acquisition of a potential franchise. Do you know that this firm that I'm a part of would never survive financially if it relied on providing purchase and due diligence services?
Because people won't pay for it.
They don't want it.
Yeah.
And people do not want to know the truth.
Yeah.
And that is a sad fact.
No, you're right about that, because when I was a consultant, I had people who would want me to help them buy a company from someone else. And when I told them that this is what I required them to do, if I was going to help them and help them make a decision, and most people wouldn't follow through on it.
That's right.
You're right. They didn't. The truth was too painful.
It's very painful. And so, you know, where this organization has made its mark is in franchising good concepts.
Right.
But the other, we are.
Hey, what if you want to, I got to wrap it up. You want to give us a website?
Bibbygroup.com.
All right. Hey, Nick, thanks for being here. Good job today.
You take care, man.
We'll see you next time. Tough love. More tough love from Nick Bibby, folks. I know sometimes it sounds a little abrupt, but it's the truth. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.